Hello and welcome to the Business Today News Podcast. I'm Rashi and here are the top stories. Drug makers Pfizer and BioNTech on Thursday said their COVID-19 vaccine was 91.3% effective 6 months after taking the second dose. Results from over 46,000 participants who took part in phase 3 trials confirm previously released data and demonstrate strong protection against COVID-19 through 6 months post-second dose. The COVAX facility to distribute COVID-19 vaccines to poorer countries faces a serious challenge to meet demand. WHO Director General Tedros told a news conference, "I requested manufacturers to help ensure that the countries that step up can rapidly donate those doses. This challenge has been heard, but we are yet to receive commitments for those doses," he said. Bullish on highway contracts worth ₹9,22,404 crore under construction as on March 31, 2021, and total construction of 13,298 kilometers in FY21, Road Transport Minister Nitin Gadkari said that the government will construct highways at pace of over 40 kilometers per day in FY22. Inching closer to become carbon neutral across verticals, including its supply chain and products by 2030, over 110 Apple manufacturing partners, including the ones in India, are moving towards renewable energy. The move to 100% renewable energy is for the production of Apple products and will avoid over 15 million metric tons of carbon dioxide emissions annually. State-owned power giant NTPC on Thursday said it recorded the highest ever power generation of 314 billion units in 2020-21 with a growth of 8.2% over 2019-20. On a standalone basis, NTPC generated 270.9 BU in 2020-21, an increase of 4.3% over the previous year. NTPC also realized 100% of the billed amount from the distribution companies. With rising temperatures and surging COVID-19 cases in the country expected to keep people indoors for longer, consumers are increasingly seeking cooling appliances. Flipkart is witnessing a 2.5x jump in demand for energy-efficient and convertible refrigerator variants offering higher storage along with multifunctional features such as curd maker since January. And that's all we have for you today on the podcast. Goodbye for now.